Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seats for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo! School Talk has arrived! Come on, let's go! On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk!
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson. Once again, you're not, but welcome to the Big Shoe here on Giant 90.9, the greatest school on the West Side. My name is Emerson, and you're not, but I got a studio full of folks today, and I got a lot of things I want to talk about today and some things my students want to talk about. So we're going to talk about what we're going to talk about. But before I talk about what I'm going to talk about, I'm going to talk about my student producer. Before I talk about student producer, I'm going to say good morning, Mr. Eastry.
Good morning. How are you, Emerson?
I got that out. I'm fine, sir.
Good.
Sir. Had to recognize the general manager of Giant 90.9, WBDG, the man that makes all this happen. Had to acknowledge you, sir.
Oh, I'm not the one that makes all this happen.
Yeah, I know.
This is only like, this is only probably the, I don't know, second time I've been on air this week. I don't know.
You've been busy, man.
I haven't been doing school stuff. These guys do all the work.
I'm saying you've been doing school stuff. That's what you're
I always to. Tell people, if you hear me, it's usually not a good thing.
I mean, a student called in sick, right? Something like that.
Something broke.
Yeah. You know. I didn't break it.
You did one time.
One time. Yeah. I was sent to the corner. I don't like sitting in the corner. Anyway, what's up, Big Now?
What's up, Mr. Emerson
How
Allen?
You doing? You're my producer today, man.
Yes, sir.
You doing all right?
I'm doing fantastic.
You doing all right?
Yeah. I'm really looking
forward.
Yes, sir. I'm doing fantastic.
Is there an echo in this thing?
An echo?
A repeat button? I said it three times. No. So what's happening?
I was like, what? Are you hearing an echo in your headphones?
Oh, no. Some of the headphones?
I was like, what? Is there a problem?
Yeah, I'm hearing things. You know.
That's nothing new.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Thriller Friday. It's my music show here on Indy's Giant 90.9.
It's going to be a supersized Thriller Friday.
Oh, yeah.
I can't see his shirt, but it's Michael Jackson and Michael Jackson.
Yeah. He's my favorite artist of all time. I started listening when I was 3 years old. My mom would ask me, what's your name? I'd be like, Michael. And she'd be like, Michael who? Michael Jackson.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
3 years old.
Mm, yeah.
Man, that was a long time ago for me, boy. Long time ago, but that's pretty cool. So what that's what you're doing, and that's what I'm doing.
The big board, ladies and gentlemen, Ben Davis football returns tonight. Woo-hoo. IMG Academy at Ben Davis. Dun, 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 oh, yeah. Dun, dun, oh, baby. Start at 7 o'clock p.m. today. The Out of the Darkness Walk this Saturday at Military Park. Coverage will be at 12:30 p.m., which the great Emerson Allen and myself will be there doing that. And a couple others, Miles Sprung as well.
BDTV kids.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. The Indy West Side College and Career Fair at Ben Davis High School, 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. September 14th. And then our social medias at WBDG Indy, except TikTok at Giant 90.9. Requests are 317-244-9234. And then all of our podcasts on audioboom.com. And then School Talk every Friday at 7:30 a.m. And replays on Sunday at 2 p.m.
That is an absolutely huge game tonight. I know you were talking about. Yep. That a little bit. The Giants taking on IMG Academy, which is basically like a nationwide prep school for athletics.
Yeah. Yep.
IMG represents the company. IMG represents people like, you know, Peyton Manning and people like that.
Yeah.
But the actual IMG Academy football team, they're from Florida.
Yep.
So it's the first time an Indiana school has ever played a Florida school. Used to be there was a rule with the IHSAA. You could not play anybody who was not within 300 miles of the state line.
3 days.
So, which the travel rule still exists. So Ben Davis can't travel any further than 300 miles from the state line, but you can bring schools in now.
Right.
So that's why IMG's coming to Indianapolis to play Ben Davis. They're ranked fourth in the nation.
Yep. Very. Wow. I mean, that's should impressive.
Be a good,
very
should be a good game. And I know everyone's looking forward to it. Should be a big crowd here tonight. Yep. But there still are tickets available. Mm-hmm. If you're listening on Friday, you know, if you're listening on Sunday in a replay or maybe a podcast of this, the game may be over. But you can go to bendavisathletics.com/tickets. Pick up your tickets. We'll have the game tonight on WBDG with Garrett, Elijah, and Landon joining the crew tonight.
Whoa. Yes, sir.
And then we'll also have coverage of that. And the game is on Flow Football is the name of the website.
Flow Football.
Yeah. But Flow it's Greg Rakes, our good friend Greg Rakestraw.
Flow Rider Football.
Late shot. So you got a local crew on a different website.
Oh yeah.
Flow Football has the game tonight. So
Flow Football.
Flow Football.
It won't be slow football.
It's slowing.
It's on Flow. Flow football.
Oh yeah.
I don't know anything else about that.
They ain't going slow playing football. You ever see, be kind of weird seeing football going slow. Yeah.
Sometimes you watch some of the games Ben Davis plays against, you know, the other teams looks kind of slow against the Giants.
Oh, man, that Pike game.
Woo! let's not go there.
Like a basketball game.
Yeah.
Well, one side of the basketball game anyway. Yeah.
Shout out to Coach Brevard trying to do some things out there at Pike.
Yep.
Ben Davis grad, and
yeah.
We hope he gets it done. Hope they beat Southport tonight.
No, yeah, beat Southport.
Sorry,
yeah.
Southport, yeah. If you're listening.
Anybody but Ben Davis.
We root for we root for folks like Coach Brevard, except maybe when they're playing Ben Davis. But we hope
for,
he gets
former alumni.
Allen down there in IU, you know.
Yeah. Coach Allen.
Yeah.
Even sometimes, you know, when he's not Coach playing
Kirsten,
Ben Davis.
When he's Coach Kirsten. Playing, yeah. I mean, you got to. I mean,
you can root for the person. Even if you don't,
you do.
Even if it's Warren's the rival,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, because they're good peoples, you know. So that's the
thing. That was the
what
the big board.
Oh. You guys were talking. I'm like, I'm just following along. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Biggie Nelly. I'm in a crazy mood today, but not crazy, but serious, and I'm all over the place. So my show today is going to be all over. The place.
Smorgasbord.
We got a student interview we're going to showcase today, too.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, but not right now. But right now. Hold on, push that button. Yeah, we got, you know, so Garrett. Tell me about Garrett.
Garrett Burkle? He's sitting right there.
Yeah.
See him on the other side. He's not paying attention, obviously.
He's one of the biggest Purdue fans I know.
We're looking right at him.
Yeah.
And he's not. He has no idea.
He's in the sound room doing
that we're talking. Yeah. He has no idea that we're talking about him right now.
Yeah, he just looked up.
You know. Yeah, so.
Anyway, Garrett's over there.
Garrett could be on the mic.
Garrett can hear me?
Yeah, let's get him on there.
Garrett?
You there, Garrett?
Yeah, told you I was live radio.
That's the wrong microphone, Garrett.
Anyway.
Garrett's talking into the microphone, but we're not hearing him.
Can you hear me now? Yeah, I got you.
Garrett, what's up, buddy? Hey, Garrett, we're going to showcase your interview you had today with college admission coordinator.
Garrett can't hear us.
You know, can you hear? Can you hear?
Oh, Garrett, you got us, buddy?
We need a tech guy.
Need the flashing hand signals.
Yeah. I got flashcards in my briefcase. I got some flashcards. Well, anyway, we're going to showcase his interview today with Kiera Cross.
Okay. He may have us. You have us, Garrett?
Garrett, do you have us?
And okay. We'll keep going. Anyway, Garrett's going to be giving an interview.
There we go.
Can you hear us, Garrett?
There we go.
All right. There you go. Yeah, we're... Your headphones are a little loud over there now, I think.
Yep, we're good now.
Well, good morning, Garrett. I just want to ask you real quick. Where'd you go to school?
Brownsburg.
Brownsburg?
Yeah, but I do bleed purple, so we're Giants.
Brownsburg's okay. It's a great city. I used to know the chief of police up there. I used to be a state trooper. I patrolled Brownsburg. Good people. I used to sell mattresses up there, too. I still sell mattresses, but just not in Brownsburg. It's a good place to be from. You know, tell your parents that I'm proud of them. No. So we're going to do an interview today. Don't tell me about the interview, but how did you feel interviewing?
It went very well. Mm-hmm. She swung it away back to me as well. That made the interview, I think, just 10 times better. She asked me about my personal experience, and I think from there the conversation really went up.
Okay, awesome. Well, we're going to talk about that interview shortly. Before I get into Garrett's interview, I want to get a little bit serious because I'm finding every day I find out something more about this man, and it kind of like it lets you know that we all make an impact in the community. At the same time, we're all so busy in our own little circles that sometimes we don't realize what's happening in other folks' circles because you're so busy in your own circle. Last week, there was the death of a man by the name Michael Chappelle. On the internet, you know him as Mike Trez or Big Tree. Or Mike, you know, a couple of names of the Mike Trez, you know, Big Mike, Mike Trees. His mama called him Michael Chappelle. Now, he was a promoter of young people in the community, promoter of nonviolent. And they're going to be doing a lantern ceremony this Saturday from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Belmont Beach. If you don't know what Belmont Beach is, Google it. It's a lot of history out there about Belmont Beach right there on the west side of Indianapolis, Indiana. But what I didn't know, and I remembered it, but I didn't know, was, and I was just reminded of that, his daughter was in BDTV.
Yeah, Ebony Chappelle.
Ebony Chappelle.
Yep.
And I remember Ebony, but as you get, I'm 68, once you get old and go off and do things, you kind of lose track of the circle. So, and for disclaimer, Mike also married my niece.
Mm-hmm.
So he's family. So Ebony's family. And it's really, really crazy when someone who promotes nonviolence gets taken down by a senseless act of gun violence when he didn't do nothing wrong.
Yeah, and if you have any information,
317-262-TIPS. Please.
I know they're trying to solve this.
Please.
317-262-TIPS for Crime Stoppers. You can report anonymously.
Yeah, Belmont Beach right there at 2020 North White River Parkway from 4 p.m. to 8, and they're going to release the lanterns at 7 p.m. Colors are black and gold in memory of Mike Trez. When I went into his personal stuff on Facebook, Instagram, and I knew, I did his wedding. I videotaped his wedding, sold him a couple of mattresses. He's family, man. You got to take care of family, you know. But then I went into his personal stuff and what he already done, and man, he's done everything from the west side to the east side, the urban league, the big league, the little league. He did so much for our community. And like
Ben Davis graduate?
Yeah. See, all that. It's like, man, it's like, but life is so doggone short. So I always want to say about that, you know, shine your light while you're here. Shine your light, shine your light, shine your light. And so prayers out to the family. And got to know anything, please. Tell somebody. Okay, switching gears a little bit. Going into this next interview, I'm really, 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 really want to listen to it. So I'm going to listen to it. It's an interview with Kira Cross, the college admission coordinator. Interviewed by our own Garrett Burko about college and career planning. Mr. Producer, roll the tape.
Hello, School Talk listeners. This is Garrett Burkle. I had the opportunity to sit down with Mrs. Cross to talk about the Indy Westside College and Career Fair September 14th. The annual Westside College and Career Fair will be held Thursday, September 14th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. in the MPA. This is one of the largest in the area, bringing over 100 plus colleges and universities to enroll in a post-secondary institution at Ben Davis High School. In addition, you can find more information on how to enlist in the armed forces or seek employment in our career fair, which includes pathways to trade programs or apprenticeships and much more. Plan to come learn about the opportunities still available after high school graduation. Hello, this is Garrett Burkle reporting from Ben Davis. So on September 14th, we have the Indy Westside College and Career Fair. We are joined by a very special guest, Mrs. Cross. Well, hello, Mrs. Cross.
Hello, good morning. Thanks for having me today.
So can you kind of just explain what you do for this great college and career fair?
Absolutely. So I serve here at Ben Davis as the college admissions coordinator, and this is one of the events I put on. I basically allow colleges and career apprenticeship programs, even military recruiters to come in and give information to students about post-secondary planning. Because whether you believe it or not, these 4 years go really fast, and you got to have a plan after you leave here. And so the colleges come here from all over, sometimes University of Louisville, Xavier University, schools here in Indiana, and they give information to the students about what opportunities they have at their universities for our students. And so it's a good opportunity for the students to connect with the recruiters and start getting an idea or a sense of where they're going to go next.
And how many different universities and different programs will there be at this fair?
Our goal is always 100 or more, and right now we currently have 80 people signed up. So it's next Thursday, so hopefully we get some more recruiters and apprenticeship programs and get enough people there so that the students can see what opportunities are out there and start narrowing down their decisions or ideas of where they're going to go.
That's so awesome. And so again, you guys, you know, you have all these different colleges and, you know, all these different, is there a lot of job based things as well for the students that are out there that want to go, you know, straight to the workforce versus, you know, compared to, you know, the college route?
Yeah. So there will be some. This is primarily mostly college. Our Area 31 does a phenomenal job on Partnership Day that just happened September 1st, bringing in a lot of employer based partners to network and engage with the students about what opportunities are out there. But the opportunities for students are endless. It's about, you know, what decisions are you going to make and where you're going to go next, and starting to connect with these opportunities and preparing yourself to put yourself in the best possible predicament so that when you transition, that the transition isn't that hard. Like, you're taking all the classes that you need to transition seamlessly, or you're taking some of these phenomenal opportunities with Career Area 31 to kind of get that those job skills prepare so that the transition is easier. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So is this primarily just a Ben Davis thing, or is this, you know, other schools from around this area come to this?
Yep, it's at the Indy West Side. So students are invited from Decatur, from Pike, from George Washington High School, Avon. It's a West Side college fair, and so it's an opportunity for any student to come out. Honestly, students who are close to this area, it's a big, good opportunity for them to not have to travel all the way into the inner city or maybe to Carmel or Noblesville to go to a college fair. It's a lot closer to where they live so that the access is here.
Yeah, absolutely. And how many people do you usually have show up, and how many, you know, different, you know, students and whatnot do you usually have per year at this event?
Yeah, I believe last year we had about 200 people attend. That seems low to me considering the population on this side of town. I think COVID and transitioning back to in-person events had something to do with it. So we're hoping that we get more people out. I would say like 400 to 500 would be great, because we have that. We have major population on the west side. So the more the merrier. And this is just opportunity for students to get access and start asking those questions and maybe learn about a university that they didn't know about and hadn't considered, and, you know, just get more information.
Yeah, for sure. And again, you know, so just, can you just, again, kind of just express how cool it is, you know, to be able to have this opportunity, you know, with all these different universities to come, you know, to Ben Davis and, you know, just able to show, you know, the students, you know, like what after, you know, high school is all about. Because you're right, you know, I'm personally a senior. These 4 years have just flown by so quick.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask you, before I dive into that question, what are your plans?
So what I'm going to do, I'm not for sure yet. And again, okay, this is not good. But so I either want to go to Purdue or Ball State. Okay. And I'm leaning more Ball State now for communications.
Okay.
So I want to be, you know, I want to be on, you know, a radio personality, you know, TV personality, something like that.
And at some point you were exposed to the communication program at Ball State, which opened your eyes, expanded your horizons. That's what this opportunity is all about. Maybe you don't have the chance or opportunity to go to the University of Louisville. Well, they're coming here. It's a good time to talk to them about what programs, scholarships, because money matters, access, and really it's a good opportunity for students to, like, expand their horizons, think about what the possibilities are endless. And so if you don't know about those possibilities, then you can't really take advantage of those opportunities. So this is a good opportunity for students to come and learn, figure out, don't limit yourself. Because sometimes colleges, you know, they're looking for students from Indiana to come be a part of the diverse population at the University of Kentucky. And so they may offer amazing scholarship opportunities to get out-of-state students to come to their universities. And so if you don't know about it, how do you take advantage of it?
Right, absolutely. And, you know,
the more you know, the more informed your decisions can be.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's something that, you know, a lot of high schools in the last few years have become really good at, is definitely, you know, putting out colleges there. Because you know, I know personally, when my stepsister, you know, when she went to college around 5 to 7 years ago, she, you know, she had no clue what she was diving into at the time. didn't go so hot for her. She ended up graduating. But anyway, just, you know, how important was it, you know, in these last few years to get, you know, more opportunities to students like this as well?
It's extremely important because the workforce is changing. It's important to have specific skills, specific knowledge to transition into some of these opportunities. Like the tech industry is extremely, you know, booming right now. And so if you don't have the skills, you know, where do you go to learn that, you know, learn those skills? That's what matters. And so they talk a lot about the trajectory of like the workforce changing. And so we want to make sure that students are adequately prepared to transition into these opportunities.
All right. Well, before we finish up here, do you have any last thoughts or anything like that that you'd like to put out there or just
sure.
time
so
maybe
in
a, as well?
Sure. In addition to the Indy Westside College Fair, I host other opportunities. So when the FAFSA opens in December for seniors, there will be FAFSA support nights where we'll have an invested, an application expert come in and support families through that. So mark your calendars, be on the lookout for those invitations. We'll have College and Career Go Week at the end of September, so there will be some activities. I also take students on college tours. That information comes out via email, so it's kind of first come, first serve. So those students who are already prepared and checking their email and, you know, adequately, you know, reading and responding, they kind of get those opportunities because that's what it will be like when you transition into the workforce. Whether you go to college, communication happens through email. Most people are not on Twitter and Instagram. You know, they may do that for social media purposes in addition to, but most communication is through email. And so I'm trying to prepare students for, you know, even that with opportunities because I send scholarship information through email. I send college tour information through emails. So I just want to encourage students to check their emails and be sure that you're not missing opportunities for myself in addition to the colleges that you're applying to.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Mrs. Cross. It was great talking to you. And then what time is the college fair as well?
It is from 6:30 to 8 p.m. on September 14th. That is Thursday, September 14th.
All right. Well, thank you, Mrs. Cross. And again, this is Garrett Burkle signing out from Ben Davis Studio.
Thank you to Mrs. Cross for sitting down.
That's what students do. I mean, that's what this show is all about, Mr. Esther. Yeah. It's all about this show is student produced. It's all about students getting on these airways, talking to the educator, talking to the muckety mucks in our community.
That's the first time we've uncorked that one for a while.
Yeah. I'm going to try to find that show of Willie Frank Miller Rook and just record that one part, you know, because I love when he says muckety muck. The great, late, great Willie Frank Middlebrook. But yeah, this is what our students do, you know, I consider it an honor to be on this show and then have Garrett do that interview, have any student do the interview, but good job Garrett.
We awesome. Fooled Mr. Goins.
Yeah, we sure did.
He came in looking for Miss Cross.
He was gonna brim rush the show.
I tell you what, she's the hardest working person at Ben Davis High School, and it's all for the kids. You know, that position historically has had a real go-getter in there. We had Terry Henry and Anna Coyne was in there in that position, and Wendy Skibinski. And then now Kiara.
Smart people.
Yeah,
for a smart position because like she said, she's switched to like how she switched it on Garrett, and asked him, what are your plans?
Yeah, so
that was pretty cool. You know, he go, but it's okay though. You know, when you have, I don't know how many times. Easter, did you change majors while you was in college?
When I went to, to keep a short story long, I went to Indiana, but I had originally been accepted to Indiana State, and I thought I was going to Indiana State, and. Yeah. I was pretty, was pretty gung-ho about ISU, and it got late in the year, and my mom said, why don't we just go to IU? You still got a college visit left. So I went to IU, and the moment I stepped on the campus, I was like, yeah, this is where I feel like I belong. So at ISU, I was going to do, sports play-by-play and things like that, radio broadcasting. When I got to IU, I was like, I don't know. It was a 2-year major down there at the time. And so I switched to, I mean, I knew that I wanted to be a teacher since I was little.
Yeah.
So, okay. I kind of fell into that and fell into the job at Franklin Central where I could do radio and teach as well. And it's like, man, when you get those two things, yeah. You get your two passions and you put them together.
But
you don't work another day.
But IU, you had you went in English. Major was an English teacher.
English journalism and secondary education.
So English was the number one on the list. But you know you wanted to do radio, but
yeah, but it was journalism English essentially.
She went through a process of determining what you wanted to do.
Yeah.
So changing it is normal.
By the end of my sophomore year, I knew what I was doing.
That's cool.
They always say that down. You know, by the end of because if you don't figure it out. If you don't generally know what you're doing, mm-hmm. by then you're probably going to be there more than 4 years. You know, which a lot of people are these days. I mean, you know, some people are in college 5-6 years.
Yeah.
Some people never leave.
Yeah.
True. You know, they get their bachelor's and they get their master's and they get their doctorate and they get their doctorate in something else and their doctorate in something else. Some people like that.
Oh, that's cool.
Some people like school.
So, hey, school's good, you know.
But
education is power.
I kept my mind open, mm-hmm. and you know, I was set on ISU, mm-hmm. and I probably would have had a different life path had I chosen ISU. But I probably would have ended up back in education somehow.
Okay, cool. I just want to find out what that sounds like. You can't
that was my short story long.
Okay, speaking of short stories long, Saturday we will be at not White River State Park,
not
but
this
Military
year.
Park. So new location, folks, for the Out of Darkness Walk to Suicide Prevention, 601 West New York Street in Annapolis, Indiana. Their check-in time, if you're involved in the walk, is 12:30. The honor bee ceremony is going to be at 1:30. Opening ceremony is 2:30. And then the walk starts at 3 p.m. We will be there broadcasting live.
And yes, sir.
I'm going to put it on Facebook. I'll be on Facebook.
Facebook Live?
I'm going to do Facebook Live.
So check that out.
Check that out. I don't know.
That's on. Is that on the School Talk page or on your page? Or
that's a good question. Let's have a discussion about that. That's I can do either or. So I'm gonna talk to you about that because
I can give you the access to WBDG maybe. You can do it there.
Mm-hmm. Do I have it? Yeah.
See if I have it already.
It's gonna be on Facebook Live. So you'll know. Check into the radio live, and you'll know where we at on Facebook Live because it is a very interesting, educating, emotional day.
It is
all in one basket.
Yeah.
You know, we're celebrating the lives of the ones that are here, thinking about the ones that have passed, and at the same time encouraging folks that this life can be hard sometimes, but life is good. And so stick around and stay and have some fun with us.
Well, I'll be on this end tomorrow, but it is just always, it's always an emotional day.
Oh yeah.
And it's uplifting, especially if you've been, you know, touched in any way by suicide, whether you know someone or, you know, maybe you've attempted suicide or
thought about it
yeah. or, you know, everybody interacts with suicide at some point in their life, whether it's directly or indirectly. And it's a very uplifting day because life's tough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've had a tough week
with
the death in your family.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's good to be here.
You got to find some way to shuck it off and keep going.
Yeah.
Garrett's interview kind of reminded me of something. How Garrett was like, the interviewer is pushing on Garrett to ask him a question like, you know, what are your plans? Sometimes life can do that for you too. You be rolling your way and bam, something hits you, you know, and you got to stop and reflect. And it's okay if you're going through stuff, and folks out there, it's okay to ask somebody, are you thinking about committing suicide? Mm-hmm. Are you thinking about hurting yourself? Because that's going to make you pause.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean? Well, you gave me your prized possession. You gave me something that you wouldn't allow me to touch last week.
Right.
You let me look at something I ain't never seen before.
Right.
You gave me your prize. You know, you doing something out of the ordinary that don't make no sense. Because we've been together, friends now, for 6-7 years, and you're doing something that don't make no sense. So what's going on? What's going on in your life?
Yeah. And
pry. Be nosy.
I know we're...
Stick your nose in it.
I know we're close on time, but okay, I know there have been a couple of times when I've seen a social media post from somebody, or you see something, and it's just like, something's not right there. You know, I need to I need to check in with that person. Yeah. Just ask him. Yeah. You okay?
Yeah.
Everything all right? You know, because you can tell if you know your friends really well.
Oh, yeah.
And they say something, post something on Instagram, or they make a TikTok or something, and you're just like, something's just not right there. And that could be the moment that you reach out to somebody and they say, yeah, you know what? I am thinking about it.
Yeah.
And if they do that, then you say, man, got to get you some help.
Yep.
You don't want to say, oh, you're going to disappoint your family. You don't want to jump in there and do all that. That's what we think to do.
Yep.
You just need to validate what they're thinking, because they're going through something, and get them to somebody that can help them. And now with 988, it makes it real simple. Mm-hmm. Just say, hey, you got to call 988 and talk to somebody. And I've called that number before on behalf of somebody else.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to wait on hold. Yeah. Wait.
Wow.
Because it can really make a difference for somebody. Don't call them I'm on hold, you know.
Just wait.
Just wait.
Yep.
Be there.
A lot of folks are going through stuff. I guess if life is supposed to be easy, they would call it a picnic.
Yeah.
You know, but they don't call it a picnic, they call it life. But life is good. It can be hard.
Yeah.
But I prefer to live.
What I always say is, you don't know how good it feels when you're at the top of the mountain.
Yeah.
You know, if you're still stuck in a valley, you miss that view from the top of the mountain, how good that feels when you
keep climbing.
You finally get out of it. You just gotta, just gotta move forward. And I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you're going through ever since. I don't know what anybody here is going through, but I just know that we all got up today and we're all here.
Yep.
We all got opportunity to make a difference.
Yep.
And we can always try to make it better.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
And some people's reality is unimaginable.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what somebody's going through.
No.
You know?
But, we can do a whole show on this.
But they're brave. They're brave because they keep going.
Yeah.
And,
We can really could do a whole show on talking about encouraging people to keep going forward. And it wouldn't, and every moment, every single moment would be worth every single moment.
Absolutely.
That's the thing. And then, like when I did my prostate cancer awareness talk, if I can reach one person, one man, to encourage him to get his prostate checked, the whole 20 minutes was worth it.
Yeah.
The whole hour was worth it. Same way with suicide prevention. We can reach one person to make them reconsider hurting themselves. Everything we said, any even the stupid stuff I would say, would be worth it.
It's kind of like teaching. If you may have a bad day, but inevitably, you'll get a message, an email, something from a former student, or you'll see something that they're doing. It just keeps you going.
Yeah.
And you just got to look for those little things every once in a while. Just
that's what keeps you going.
Those little puffs of air in your sails just to push you along a little bit. Sometimes you got to look for those.
Yep.
Yeah, it works.
And sometimes you really got to look for them. Oh, yeah.
True.
It's like, man. I'll tell you what I do, and I know we're way over now. But I'll tell you what I do.
I'll tell a station manager.
who runs this place?
I don't know.
On WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis. But what I do when I'm having a bad day. Hey, your alarm's going off.
Yeah, no.
I throw on Depeche Mode.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. That's what I do. You know, if I'm in the car, turn that thing way up.
I got a new theme song. And I don't know the name. Y'all might know that. I ain't going to worry about it. Who sings it? Come on, y'all gotta help me. Now. Who?
Don't worry, be happy.
I like that, but it's the newer one. I ain't gonna worry about it. It's a project. Anyway, it's really really sharp, and it's just the hook in this. I ain't gonna worry about it. Mm. And I can't think of who sings it.
It took me a long time to be able to get there. Because man, sometimes I have to tell myself, you can't control that. Mm-hmm. You have no control over it.
That's me. Like, I want to control as many things as possible, and I want things to go a certain way. Headache. And it's like, you know, not everything's going to go your way. And it's just like, it's frustrating because, you know, I wanted to try to make this the way it went. I wanted to make sure it went perfect, and everything just comes crashing down. I'm like, you got to be serious. Like, I'm trying. Yeah. Like, I'm trying.
You just got
perfect.
Tom Allen, when he was the football coach of Ben Davis, had a saying: don't play the last play, play the next play.
Yeah, I remember that one.
He would say that all the time, and that has stuck with me too, because you can't change whatever happened in the past. Is in the past. The future hadn't been done yet, so you can only control right now, and you can't control what other people do. you know, I was driving down 10th Street, but I got rear-ended today. Right here at the bank. You know, there are the credit union right by the by my insurance agent. That would have been funny. No. No, I was somebody was turning into the turning into Fazoli's there, that street that goes there.
Yeah.
So they put on their brakes, I put on mine, the guy behind me or girl behind me was following close and they stopped. I was like, oh, I'm gonna get hit. But I couldn't control that.
Yeah. It's like on ice.
You know? I didn't get hit, but
Could you imagine it was an insurance agent? Well, how would you do
that? That would be some crazy encounter experience. Yeah.
I don't know.
It was not my insurance agent.
That would be crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to file a claim. Do they file the claim correctly? Did the insurance man get in trouble? I don't know. That would be one messed up scenario. How do you explain you hit one of your clients?
Can an insurance agent insure themselves?
That's what I don't know.
That'd be another question be for another question. Day. We're already 7 minutes over.
Okay, football?
Tonight, IMG, Ben Davis.
Football!
6:15 for pregame, 6:45 live pregame at the stadium.
Okay.
And awesome.
And then tomorrow,
Landon, Garrett, and Elijah.
It's
going to
be amazing. Okay. It's going to be a blast.
Got a busy evening, busy tomorrow.
Landon's taking the equipment, so he'll have that tomorrow.
Okay, yep. Got the equipment for the...
Yes, sir.
You got the equipment?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Gotcha.
You show up without the equipment. You don't need an insurance company. I'm sorry, Mama, Daddy. I didn't mean that.
No, I'm gonna be in big trouble.
Mr. Easter, why is Mr. Allen threatening my son open on live radio? And don't edit it out.
He forgot the equipment.
This will never make the replay.
Yeah, he did edit it out. So tomorrow, great information and opportunity to at the Out of Darkness Walk at Military Park. And don't forget, if you got a chance to go out to Belmont Beach, Mike Trez and the Lantern lighting tomorrow evening, too. A BD graduate and kids with the BD. Just a great guy, man. Just a great guy. So with that in mind, some of y'all are late for class. Some of you are not. So to the parents and to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. Mr. Easter, somebody can copy you a little bit. You went to college.
Yeah, I did.
You almost went to two colleges.
Yeah, but I did a little Ball State,
too. A little
too.
Bit Ball State.
Yeah.
At three colleges, yeah. You know, and you got a degree.
Yeah.
Got one degree. You got four degrees.
Just one?
Just one. One's good enough. I ain't got none. The Freedom of Press. Oh, you see anything sagging around in the school? Anybody sagging any pants anymore?
Not so much anymore.
No, that's good.
Unless they forget their belt. That happens every once in a while.
Yeah. That is great. I got to get a new tagline because they're not sagging over more sagging.
We've been saying for 20 years. I think
I know.
Just
about time. I finally got to them.
Right.
Yeah, I'm bad.
It's actually... 20 years next week.
Ooh, Mr. Morcott?
Yep.
The principal? The doctor? The principal? The doctor?
He was
the
Mr.
man? The director? Mr. All
he was
of
Mr. Marcotte
Mr.
when
Marcotte
we first did the show.
Then he came
he's now Dr. Marcotte.
Dr. Marcotte. Yeah, don't forget Dr. Emerson.
Indiana Urban Schools Association.
Yeah. Man, we're doing this show that long.
Yeah.
Ah, I'm going to have to dye my hair.
That's probably one of the
I don't have any
the highlights
dye.
Of the show is when Dr. Butts said, Emerson,
it's Dr. Butts. Well, at least he didn't. I shouldn't say this, but you probably get cut out anyway. He didn't hit me with his black truck, so he had it. Yeah. I used to see him all the time walking across the street in his little black pickup truck, but it was pretty cool. Anyway. The Fuse Express on School Talk. Nothing less than the Fuse on MSD at Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, or MSD, or WBDG. The Fuse are my guest. So next week, we'll have Dr. Marcotte on the big show talking about school talk and some other things and why he allowed me to come into this building. So see you next week on School Talk. Woo!